podcasting brought to you by New Constructs, an independent investment research firm committed to helping our clients invest wisely and confidently. Visit newconstructs.com or tweet us at New Constructs. Here's your host, investor and market veteran, David Trainer.
Hi, this is David Trainer, CEO of New Constructs. Today I'm going to tell you about the most important earnings season, the one that Wall Street doesn't want you to know about and the one that companies don't want you to know about. Anytime, 24/7, 365, newconstructs.com, at New Constructs on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. You can find us everywhere. Tons of free research on our website. Tons of great stock ideas. You can find us on Barron's. You can find us on MarketWatch. You can find us in USA Today. Our ideas are highlighted frequently, and it's the underlying rigor behind those ideas that matter. Each one of our stock write-ups is like a sort of mini commercial for the level of diligence and rigor of our work. So, the real earnings season. You want to know what the real earnings season is? It's the annual report or the 10K season. And it's happening right now. And you know what? If you cover 30 companies, there's no way you keep up with the amount of information that comes out. Why do you think analysts in Wall Street love the quarterly earnings season? Because you know what? They get a two-page fax. Back in the old days, it was just a fax. Now it's an email. Some of them probably still get faxes. A two or three page fax with maybe a partial income statement. You're lucky if you get a balance sheet. You definitely don't get a cash flow statement. You certainly don't get any notes. And that's what they talk about. They talk about management's projections. They talk about management's expectations. They miss by a penny, beat by a penny. Stocks move incredibly. When at the end of the day, we're talking about rearranging chairs on the deck of the Titanic. Most of the time, 90% of the time, we are talking about earnings per share penny here or a revenue dollar amount here or there. These, at the end of the day, are not really meaningfully impactful on the overall cash flows, long-term cash flows of the stock. And we know because we look at this in our discounted cash flow models. You should check out the tutorials on our site where we show you exactly how to model different free cash flow scenarios. You can see where the difference of 5 or 10% in compound annual revenue growth rate makes over 5 to 10 years. And when you see how little of a difference that can make, or how big of a difference that can make sometimes, you actually understand that a penny per share here or a few hundred million in revenue here or there on a lot of these big companies, it doesn't even matter. It doesn't move the needle. But that's all right. It's much more impactful. It's much more volatile. It's much more entertaining for you to get excited and markets to get excited and analysts to get excited and CNBC and Cramer to get excited about these small changes. Because to the extent they can get you to jerk around your trading strategy, basically small trading, these all small changes, they make more money off you. At the end of the day, you got to remember, Wall Street's about making money for themselves first, customers later. Just like the book that Warren Buffett recommended in his latest annual letter. Where are the customers' yachts? Haha, the joke is there aren't any because Wall Street's got them. Customers don't have yachts. The Wall Street people do. The Wolf of Wall Street. The message is the same, coming out over and over and over. They want to focus you on a shell game. You pay attention to these headline accounting earnings numbers, and we can manipulate those. We can move those around back and forth. But the underlying real cash flows, the core of what's going on in the business, that comes out once a year in the 10K filing season for annual reports. Yes, we get quarterly updates along the way, and yes, we update our models according to those updates. But at the end of the day, those are guesses. Those are incomplete financial data sets. They're informative to some degree, and we can see maybe potentially large changes in the performance of a business. We can see a business falling off a cliff or seeing some major trajectory changes you can hope can be sustained in the quarters, and that's informative, and we'll capture that. But the full scale, the full truth, the full body of evidence about what the financial performance of the company has been, you get once a year in the annual report. Once a year. Why do you think Warren Buffett talks about when he says, hey, you want to train to be a smart analyst? You read annual reports. Anybody's a real value investor? They read annual reports. They love to read value reports because they know that's how they get an advantage. I've even had clients tell me in the past, hey, by the way, I don't really want New Constructs to be successful because reading annual reports is my competitive advantage and you're making that available to everybody. Now, you know, I said, well, that's true. But what New Constructs is doing is not just going to be sort of successful for or good for a few people. It's going to be good for everybody. We're not too far from a future where everyone makes decisions with the footnotes in mind. How many advisors can make a straight-faced argument that, my clients don't need to care, don't need to know what's in the footnotes? How many investors can make a straight-faced argument to their clients, we don't worry about what's in the footnotes when we make investment decisions? I'm sure there's some momentum, day trading type strategies where footnotes really don't matter. You're very short-term focused. That's fine. But for anyone else who cares about the, anything beyond the day-to-day movement of stock prices, the medium and the long term, why not take into account the full body of information? Why ignore information that's readily available for you? Our lowest subscription price is $49 a month. That's a steal. To get access to 25 stocks, ETFs or mutual funds, and you can change that quarterly. So 100 different tickers per year, you get that diligence on for $49 a month. That's our gold membership. That's an incredible deal. And this is where the world is moving, right? I did a podcast last week talking about how the White House is increasing the regulatory scrutiny on advisors because they're not officially held to a fiduciary standard, which means they don't necessarily have to operate with your best interest in mind. That's the fact. Check it out on MarketWatch. Look for the article focusing on John Bogle lobbying Washington to increase the fiduciary standard of advisors because they're not held to it. They only have to do what's right for you at that time. It's a very, very relaxed definition of what kind of sort of responsibility advisors have. The good ones, of course, they're all about fulfilling fiduciary responsibilities. They're going to do that no matter what. That's their goal. They're good people. You can trust them. And that's why you should do business with them. But the loophole that allows advisors to ignore the fact that they don't have time to look at filings, the fact that they can rely on research that doesn't look on filings, I think those days are coming to a close. Why not? And a lot of the big firms, I know, for example, Merrill Lynch is getting out ahead of the curve. They no longer play CNBC on their office TVs anymore. You go into a lobby of a major Merrill Lynch office now, they're going to have like the HD TV channel on or something. They don't play CNBC because you know what? They know that is bad information. It is like investing poison, mental investing poison to watch CNBC. That's entertainment. There's a big difference between entertainment and investing and goals-based investing. The real advisor is going to focus on really understanding what your goals are. They're going to develop an investment strategy. They're going to be really honest about the risks. And if you don't have those two things in place, no one can promise you outcomes. If they're promising you an outcome without doing that in great detail, painful detail, you need to think twice. And you need to make sure that when it comes to understanding risk, people aren't afraid to go to the painful details of understanding the full body of financial evidence in the annual reports. Yeah, they're on average 200 pages long. I've talked about that before. That's why we created technology leveraging analyst expertise. We don't have machines read filings. We have analysts read the filings and then teach the machines what to look for. And we've done that through over 70,000 filings. That's why our machines are so helpful. When they've seen the same line item 70,000 times, you don't need a human to look at it anymore. If a human's told you 55,000 times that it goes into a certain bucket or is treated a certain way, machine can pick it up from there. 55,000 human validations is enough. That's the beauty of our system. It was built with blood, sweat, and tears. Don't get me wrong. It wasn't easy. We've done it now. And you benefit for as low as $49 a month. I think that's a great deal. And it's a small price to pay to protect yourself from what you don't otherwise know that's buried in the dark corners of financial filings.